From the state capitol in Richmond, I'm Saraya Wintersmith. A bipartisan bill to mandate a break for lactating mothers is advancing from a subpanel of the House Commerce and Labor Committee. HB 1080 would require Virginia employers to provide a reasonable, unpaid break time for nursing moms to express breast milk for up to 1 year after a child's birth. The bill would also require employers to provide a secluded space other than a bathroom for an employee to pump. The measure is sponsored by Hampton Roads delegate David Yancey, who says it addresses a concern first brought to his attention by moms in his district.
And they were telling me about some of the issues that they were having at work, trying to be able to use a breast pump at work, and then sometimes they'd have to leave work and maybe go out to their car and then go back, and they were losing maybe 15, 30 minutes at work, and they just wanted a place where they could go that was quiet and they could take care of the needs for their family and then be able to get back to work.
Yancey, a Republican, presented the measure to a House subcommittee earlier this week. He appeared alongside Richmond Democratic delegate Dolores McQuinn.
The best thing about this bill, Mr. Chair, is this is a bipartisan bill. You can't get any better than that. And the focus is women. That's right.
We couldn't say it better, Mr. Chair.
Opponents say the bill is vague and goes beyond the standards of the federal breast milk break time requirement that went into effect when the Affordable Care Act was signed. Nicole Riley with the National Federation of Independent Business says it's also problematic HB 1080 would require employers with fewer than 50 workers to provide the break and the extra space.
So a lot of our smallest of small members would now have to comply with this. And the reasonable efforts, we think that that can be left wide open to interpretation of what is considered reasonable.
Other business interest groups like the Virginia Chamber of Commerce and the Virginia Retail Federation also oppose the bill. Another potential hurdle for HB 1080's passage is its cost. Fiscal analysis from the Department of Planning and Budget suggests the state will need to spend about $50,000 more a year. That money would go towards hiring an additional Labor and Industry Department inspector to help enforce the law. Delegate Yancey says he respects the opposition, but believes the bill is positive and necessary.
I think the important thing is that for the state of Virginia to be able to pass this legislation and make it into the law, that as Congress is working on trying to figure out what they want to do with health care, this is a guarantee that working moms in the Commonwealth of Virginia will have that stopgap to know that they can go somewhere quiet and they can do what's necessary to take care of their families and be able to get back to work. And so this is a good deal for working moms throughout the Commonwealth.
Yancey says even though this is his fourth time bringing the bill to the Virginia legislature, this year is the first time the bill has cleared a subcommittee. HB 1080 now goes to the full House Appropriations Committee for consideration. Saraya Wintersmith, WCBE News, Capitol Square.